The whole economics of Hull sheep farming have really turned around over the last number of years, where effectively the income the farmer gets from selling a few lambs from sheep that graze on the hills doesn't cover the costs that he has to actually keep the sheep. So effectively, really, the sheep are really a tool to keep the hills in good agricultural condition, which is something that everybody wants, and that they're not abandoned. But, as I say, the whole economics of it don't really stack up, and we feel very strongly that these farmers need support.
And you believe there must be a better way of providing that?
There has to be. Well, one, we believe that the cut in the lamb prices, firstly, isn't justified, and that the processors have a huge role to play in this as well, because we feel that they can actually pay more for lambs, and when there's any opportunity where supplies increase, they take that opportunity to cut the prices very, very quickly and cut them more than what's actually justified. But as I say, that's one part of the issue. But I say the other part is the lack of profitability in the whole sheep sector.
Is there an argument then that there is too much supply, and that effectively what needs to happen here is that supply needs to be cut in order to allow the prices to rise?
Maybe from a farmer's point of view, Donald, if all farmers decided to keep less sheep, there would be a scarcity and processors would be forced to pay more. Now, I don't know, I don't think anybody really wants to go down that road, that we feel that processors should give a fairer slice of the cake, if you like. What we've found now is retailers and processors are probably getting something like 60% of the value of a lamb. And a farmer has to keep that lamb for almost a year and has all the expense with it, and he's not getting his fair share, if you like.
You're also saying there needs to be more direct supports from government and changes to the way schemes such as GLAS are implemented in order to make it more beneficial for yourselves as hill farmers, but also easier for you to apply for and to avail of that funding.
Our group has had huge problems with the GLAS scheme, where something like 4% of hill farmers have applied for it because of the terms and conditions of it, making it too difficult for farmers to actually join the scheme. Now, we have an ongoing campaign with GLAS to try and get some of the parameters changed, but as I say, that's an ongoing battle. Those schemes, like GLAS, were designed supposedly for farmers in difficult situations, and what has happened is that farmers outside of these areas have availed of the scheme, and the farmers that the scheme supposedly was designed for haven't been able to enter the scheme. So that's a huge problem, and we're actually meeting the minister next week to try and thrash out some of this and see can we get some progress, because we really feel there's a huge sector of farming that is under threat, and that would be very, very relevant in Donegal, where, as you know, there's a lot of commonage in Hull land, and these farmers need some form of support, or they're not going to exist.